So what's it been like working in with the first team defense throughout this week sometimes?
Well, it's good trying to get more reps, you know, whether it's with the first team or second team. I'm just trying to make the best out of everything, you know. I'm still going some with the twos, some with the ones. So whenever they get me in there, I just try to make the best of it, whether it's with the ones or the twos.
And it's mostly been standing up?
I've been doing a little bit of both, you know. It depends on the packages that they have. You know, I've played some standing up and I've played some down too on both sides. So it just depends on what the package is and what the emphasis for the day is. And that's pretty much where I'm at.
How difficult is this defense to pick up?
Oh, it's a pretty difficult defense as far as checks and stuff, but, you know, I'm pretty good when it comes to learning football and understanding defenses and stuff, you know, and the vets like Andre Davis, you know, those guys, they're helping mold me along, and I'm just trying to learn and get better day by day.
What are some of the challenges with learning how to play, standing up?
Oh, just a lot of body control thing. You know, you got to be under control from awkward positions. You know, I could be in difficult body positions, but I got to be able to react and cover and do different things and change directions from all different body positions. So that's the biggest difference for me. Whereas, you know, in college I did some dropping and stuff, but, you know, here it was most in college it was mostly just straight ahead. But here is a lot of different changes of direction things I got to use to. But I'm picking up and coaches are working with me and I think I'm doing pretty good. But there's a lot of room for improvement. Yeah, I talked to him once. You know, he just told me. I talked to him about having his number, and I told him I asked him about it, you know, and he said, you know, it's always good to have a guy from Tennessee, you know, representing him, and that's what I told him I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to hold his number down and just do the best I can, and he wished me the luck, and he was telling me how great of a place Denver is, and just to play within myself and just give it all I got, and I'll be good. And, you know, those hearing those words from Al, who's a Tennessee alum, and, you know, a guy that one of the Broncos, you know, better defensive players, and to hear that from him really meant a lot for me. So that's the attitude I'm taking, just to give him my all.
So did you ask him before you got that number?
Actually, I didn't. You know, when I got the number, I didn't know I was gonna have it when I came here. You know, my intentions was to get 91. I didn't know any numbers that were available because they were asking me what numbers that I wanted the very next day after the draft. So I didn't know. So when they asked me that I want 56, because 91 wasn't available, which was my college number, I didn't have opportunity to ask him. But once I found out I was going to be 56, I called him, and I talked to him about it, and, you know, he wished me luck.
You remember watching him play?
Oh, in college or in the Broncos? College, I didn't remember watching him play, but for the Broncos, I remember him watching him and DJ and Ian Gold and all those guys that were here. I think that's named Ian Gold. Yep. All those guys were here, you know, and those guys were knocking heads out there, so it's a big privilege, to, you know, to wear his number as a Bronco and, you know, as a Tennessee alum. He means a lot to me.
The thing with Alice, he would, you know, when he played, there was no one out there playing harder. Do you think once you get out there and can put pads on and stuff, you can even show more of what you can do than just doing
it? Further is what Al did, you know. What Al is Al, you know. I can never be an Al Wilson, whether I got his number, his cliques, or whatever I put on to his. I'll never be another Al Wilson. You know, I'm just going to try to be Robert Ayers and play my game and bring my type of intensity and do the things that I do well and to get better at the things that I'm weak in. So as far as being Al, you know, I'll never try to do that. So that's one thing he told me, just be myself, and that's what I'm going to do.
How about as far as once you get out there, you know, and put pads on versus just going through? You think you can show your stuff even more?
Yeah, of course, you know, that's, you know, out here, you know, everything is real good, you know, you it's more finesse out there and, you know, more for coverages and rushes, using hands, technique and things like that when there's no pads on. But when pads get on, you know, that's when, like Coach McDaniel said, that's when you separate the men from the boys, and hopefully I could be in that men's category. I want to come out and prove myself to my teammates and my peers and the coaches, and hopefully I can earn a spot on this team.
Is there anyone offensively that has really impressed you out there, anyone?
I mean, there's a lot of guys out there that are good, you know, they have a lot of talent, but, you know, personally, you know, I'm just trying to learn and get better on defense. You know, I don't really look at what they're doing good. I look at what we're doing on defense and try to eliminate what they're doing good, you know, take away the good things that they're doing. So I don't really pay attention to what they're doing good. You know, I feel like if they're doing something good, then we're doing something bad. So, you know, that's my mindset. I'm just trying to get better personally and as a defense.
How was that? No shot book.
I don't know. Like I said, you know, I really don't pay attention. I see them doing good things, you know, I see them make a run or make a catch. So I don't know what they're really doing. I'm just trying to get better and trying to help this defense get better and this team.
What's the most difficult part of learning this defense? I know you've only had a couple days or a couple weeks ago, but
the one thing I've learned, you know, in this defense, you can do a lot of different things from – a lot of different formations. We could call one play, and depending on what the offense come out, we can have five or six different things that we can do depending on what the offense is doing. So that's the biggest thing, is not just knowing what the play call is. Your assignment can change mid-play. It can change two or three times depending on what they do. So that's the biggest thing, just understanding the checks and things like that. That's the biggest curve for me.
What do you think about
LinkedIn? I don't worry about that. You know, that's my college, and I wish them the best. But I'm not really paying attention to what they're doing. I'm just worrying about the Broncos.